The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Good morning. Phil Egan from Off the Ball is here to look back at the weekend sport. We have to start with that Old Trafford match yesterday, where it looked like Liverpool were going to sail through and win handsomely, and then United take the lead.
Well, speaking of haunted, I think Liverpool will be haunted by Manchester United this season. Three times they've played them, three times they've failed to beat them. Two draws in the league, obviously knocked out of the FA Cup. And there was similar patterns to the FA Cup game from a few weeks ago on the St. Patrick's weekend, where Liverpool were dominant but just couldn't put their chances away. 1-0 at halftime, 15 shots on goal. United didn't have one. And then they gift United an equaliser. Crowd get up for it. Brilliant goal from Kobbie Mainoo. And then you're thinking Liverpool are going to lose this game. They do get a penalty. And
again, United in the dying moments of the game, as they did last Thursday, they gave away a penalty. There wasn't time for Liverpool to get the winner, though.
No. And the implications are now it's out of their hands. The beauty going into the game yesterday was if Liverpool won, they'd have seven games to go and it was in their hands. But now they're depending on teams to do them a favour. But they also have, I think, the hardest run-in of the three. I think City have the easiest run-in, but Tottenham are going to decide where the Premier League title goes this season. All three teams still have to play Tottenham. City and Arsenal both go to Tottenham. Tottenham go to Anfield. They're obviously still trying to secure Champions League football. They won yesterday, so they're looking good to finish fourth. There's no way they're going to want Arsenal coming to their backyard and winning and possibly winning the first Premier League title in 20 years. So for that reason, I would slightly favour City to become the first team in English football to win four top-flight titles in a row.
Now, in the women's game, a 1-0 defeat at the hands of France, but that disguises the fact that they were pretty much outclassed by France.
They were, and I think we all expected that. I think when the draw was made, the general feeling was the worst possible draw would have been Spain, England, Sweden, just the way the seedings were. Now, we didn't get Spain, we got France instead. But France are ranked third in the world. They score early and you think this might get ugly. But in fairness, Ireland dug in. They looked a bit more threatening in the second half. But I mentioned England. England are the next opposition. Yeah. Tomorrow night at the Aviva Stadium, Eileen Gleeson's actually just in the middle of conducting her press conference ahead of that game. So it'll be interesting to see, has she got a clean bill of health from the squad?
There'll also be some good news that a couple of the qualifiers for the 2025 and UEFA Women's European Championships will happen at the Aviva.
Yeah, we knew that already. That obviously the England game is the big one tomorrow. They're hoping to get, I think there should be over 30,000 at that. I'm sure, like, there's obviously still tickets available for it, so people might decide that they want to go tomorrow.
I thought that story referred actually to playoffs, no?
Yeah, no,
they're going to have a playoff anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, so the way it is, because we won League B in the Nations League, regardless of what happens in this, I mentioned the fact that it's France, Ireland, England and Sweden in the group. Top two qualify automatically for the Euros in Switzerland. The other two will then have playoffs. So you'll be playing a team below you, but eventually...
That doesn't give you home advantage, no.
It could mean a team that are promoted from League B. So, look, I would be very surprised if Ireland picked up a point in this qualifying campaign. That's just the nature of it. But I suppose it was something that Vera Powell talked about when she was Ireland manager. The more you play these better teams, the better you're going to get. Yeah. And hopefully this qualification campaign will stand us in good stead.
So by the time they have their playoff, which looks inevitable that's the way it'll go, they should be a better team.
They'd be a better team playing a team not as good as them, and hopefully we'll qualify for the Euros for the first time.
Now, let's talk about rugby, because watching Leinster, I mean, there was a sucker punch at the end that could have cost them dear. Ronan Kelleher's throw to the back of the line-out and bang, in they went, Leinster for a try. But it was, again, too little for Leinster to make any hay from that.
Yeah, I think watching the game, there was no real feeling during the match that Leinster were going to lose this match, especially when Jemison Gibson-Park scored a hat-trick in the first half.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. And I suppose going into the game, there was that carrot dangling that you win and you play La Rochelle in a quarterfinal. La Rochelle obviously survived a major scare in Cape Town on Saturday against the Stormers. Manny Libbock, if anyone missed it, he missed a conversion with the last kick of the game to win it. And we saw him at the World Cup. He's a brilliant player, but his place kicking can let him down. And look, it was him that set up the try with a lovely crossfield kick to make it 22-21, but he missed his kick La Rochelle survive. They come to town this weekend, round three of Ronan O'Gara against Leinster. La Rochelle have won the two finals. Maybe this will be better for Leinster, the fact that it's a quarter final. Obviously, there's huge pressure in it, but the fact that it's not a final.
Leinster, I mean, they were admitting they didn't fire on all cylinders in the match, and they're hoping that maybe they'll kick in time for next week. Munster, on the other hand, they will rue that try they might have got in the early moments of the game. And then, of course, they seem to run out of steam.
Yeah, I think the general worry about Munster going into the game was just the lack of depth on the bench. And we see it so often with rugby that you need your bench. And they obviously lost Orgie Snyman and Shane Daly before the game. They were named in the team on Friday, but they were both withdrawals. John Ryan was suspended. And yeah, it was even as soon as Peter O'Mahony went off, they lost a couple of lineouts.
Moving on to GAA, and I watched Clare and Kilkenny, and Kilkenny squandered it in the first half. I mean, I don't know how many wides they have. Do they have a dozen?
Yeah, it's a big win for Clare, though. I think, you know, a lot of people have kind of thought Clare were the team that could be the ones to stop Limerick.
I mean, I was surprised that it ended up at only 2 points between them at the end because, as I say, Kilkenny had squandered so many scoring opportunities, more than Clare did. But it means it's great for the championship, I think.
Absolutely. 2 weeks' time, that game between Clare and Limerick in Ennis is going to be an absolute belter.
Given that Kilkenny have beaten Limerick in the league. Yep. So it's all to play for.
Yeah, Clare certainly don't fear playing Limerick. And they certainly will be well up for it in a couple of weeks' time. Kilkenny obviously would have liked to have won, but they played the game without TJ Reid, who was a late withdrawal before the match as well. But it does bode well for the Munster Championship. And maybe this silverware for Clare will spur them on to either win a Munster title or take the big one.
And finally, a good week for Irish golf.
Yeah, so obviously this week we're all excited by the Masters. Rory McIlroy, third place finish, finishes nine off the lead. But Leona Maguire got to the final of the LPGA match play in Las Vegas, beaten by Nelly Korda, who's the world number one and is in the form of her life. She's now won the last four tournaments that she's played in. So certainly no shame in losing to Nelly Korda. Brilliant the fact that Leona Maguire topped the stroke play to qualify for the weekend, got to the final. We know how good she is at match play, but she just came up against a player that, as I said, is in the form of her life. But yeah, great to see Leona Maguire competing against the best.
Yeah, and we'll be talking to Paul McGinley later on as he previews the Masters for us. But Phil Egan from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.